from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Let's do a full reset of the first transaction cycle of the 2024-2025 season. There are a couple different pronounced windows that exist every single year that spur action because something has to happen. One of them being the NBA draft. With the way that new CBA is allowed, you can now negotiate with your own free agents ahead of the open moratorium period, which starts on Sunday. That is the official start of NBA free agency, where you can talk to players that are not under contract or with other teams. That's the non-tampering period, right? There you go. The legal tampering that Jeff Russ hates so much.
I hate it.
With that in mind, that first period involved the Portland Trailblazers trading for Denny Avdia, which we'll talk about in a minute, but also drafting UConn big man Donovan Clingan 7th overall. According to Kevin Pelton of ESPN, he has given that draft an A grade.
Hey.
His reasoning: after speculation they might trade up in pursuit of Clingan, the Blazers were able to stay at the 7th pick and get my second-ranked prospect. KP had Clingan number 2 overall on his draft board. Okay, I wrote a rather in-depth, not in crate, it's not like 4,000 words, it's like 1,500. Okay, it's a decent dive. My analysis, my evaluation of the transactions that were made over the past 48 hours. Trading for Avdija, drafting Donovan Clingan, trading the 34th pick for 3 seconds and selling off on picks 40 and 52. You can go to my Patreon, patreon.com/JackDramsey, if you want to get the deep dive into all of that stuff. One thing I would say, the reason I'm highlighting that is there's somebody out there, God, I want to make sure I get the name right, so let me pull it up. Jesse Waters? Hold on, while I'm continually looking that up.
Jesse James.
Yeah, no,
Jesse
no,
Jackson.
No, definitely don't Google Jesse James. definitely don't.
What, the old American outlaw?
Yes, exactly. That one. Jesse Fisher.
There we go.
Jesse Fisher on Twitter. He had a data viz that had all of the NBA draft models versus actual picks. And by draft models, I mean all of the actual analytics models that were used, and not mock draft boards. So these were models that were used to project where players would, should, could be drafted. According to that, Donovan Clingan's model ranking was number 1. In the aggregate. Across the all models, he was first, second, first, second, fourth, first, second. So the lowest he ranked was 4th among all players in any particular model. So he came in at 1st on the models, and he was drafted 7th. And I want to highlight this, and this is one of the things I pointed out in the Patreon. This is kind of the deeper dive stuff. Kevin Pelton, KP, great dude, very smart guy. He came up with basically a generic, and we've had him on to talk about this specific thing, and as it pertains to this draft, the difference between the value at the top of this draft versus most others. Mm-hmm. And him and others around the NBA, I've asked this question of, and they've all said the same thing. This past draft was basically like if you cut off the first five prospects in like a top-end draft. That's where one was at five. Okay, so KP has come up with this handy-dandy little chart where in a normal 1 through 60 draft, the first overall pick is worth 4,000 points.
Okay.
So if you're a team that's looking to trade up to one or you're taking the player that is worth 4,000 points, that would mean the second overall pick is worth 3,060. You would need to make up 940 points worth of value.
Gotcha.
Which would be... about you need to have like the second and 23rd picks,
okay,
combined just to make that value level,
right?
But that's not going to be enough to make them, so you'd have to have probably the second and the
I would think around 10-ish,
yeah, to move up to one,
yeah,
okay, give or take, because you're not just going to give it up for the exact value, you're going to want to get extended value. With that said, if you were to start at fifth, it's 2,270 points. And if then work your way down to 12th, which would be where the Blazers picked, mm-hmm, seven picks later, that would be 1,650. So a difference of over 960 points.
Yeah.
So if you're saying that the Blazers got 960 points worth of value, which is the same as the difference in value between the second and 23rd pick, that is a significant value cost move, mm-hmm, in getting that player there. I know a lot of people's brains just turned to mush as I went through that on the radio. People are just going, this is the stuff that I do in my spare time.
Yeah. Okay.
I look at a lot of different numbers. So with that in mind, it's not a shock that Donovan Kling is going to be given that kind of grade. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, drafting Donovan Klingon with DeAndre Ayton on the roster does have implications going forward. Dirt and Sprague had Mike Richmond on the other day to talk about kind of where things could go from here. And this is what Richmond had to say as it pertained to the future of DeAndre Ayton.
I don't think it means much for DeAndre Ayton's immediate term. Like, I don't think they need to trade him in July if they draft a center, because it's maybe irresponsible to go into an NBA season with like Donovan Klingon, Duop Reeve, and Rob Williams as your center core. But I will say if you expend a high draft pick on a center in this draft, particularly Klingon or Edie, and particularly Klingon, because I don't know that Edie projects as like a 35-minute a night guy in the league, but maybe I'm wrong and Sprague's right. I think it just means that the long-term, medium-term future of DeAndre Ayton is probably not with the Blazers. He has this year and one other year under contract, and the following year under contract. If they were to take a center at seven, I think it would signal that his days are numbered, although I do believe he would play out the remainder of this season, and they'd figure it out after that.
So there you go. I'm with you, or I'm with Mike there for the most part. I don't think there's anything imminent involving DeAndre Ayton. I do think that you're more than likely to see, if there is a move, if there is a transaction among the bigs, it is with Time Lord, it is with Robert Williams III. That is where I would expect that to go. But as I look around the landscape of the NBA and just examining the move that is drafting Donovan Kling at seven, almost no one has given this anything worse than a B+ grade. It is being universally looked at as great job, great move, great value. And it's nice as a franchise to have that, because let's say Klingon doesn't work. There's not a bunch of pushback on, well, they made the wrong pick. You know what I mean? It's
right.
There's always hindsight of this, that, or the other.
Right.
But when everyone is looking at this like, no, that's a great pick. It's great value. It makes sense. All of the things, you can at least trust that your process was the process and you went by the what made sense, mm-hmm, for you. If you operate out of that, see Bennett, Anthony, it could come back to bite you in the butt a lot. when you're talking about the worst draft, the worst number one overall pick in NBA history. Now, there's certain people out there that think Zachary Risacher could be that.
The worst?
Could pass Anthony Bennett up, which I...
Or, Michael Olowokandi?
Still Bennett. Still Bennett. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's tough. But I think that that's a good kind of cash ring spot of like where they sit on the clinging part of the transaction.
From the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.